weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
We're about 5 weeks away from Earth Optimism Day. On April the 22nd, the David Attenborough Building will host a Cambridge event with talks from conservationists, popular naturalists and celebrity figures. There's sister events as well, amongst other places, London and Washington. And Professor Andrew Barnford is one of the organisers. I'm pleased to say that he's here with me now. Good afternoon, Professor. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
The website and materials around the event and the day seem to paint a much rosier picture than we're kind of used to seeing of the natural world, but things haven't really got that much better, have they?
I think it's a mixed picture, and that's the point. So we hear an awful lot of the bad news, and that's genuine. Nature is in real trouble in different places around the world as a result of what we as a species are doing to different creatures and different places. So that's real. But against that backdrop, a bunch of us, including some of the organisers of this event in different parts of the world, have come to the conclusion not only that that's not all of the picture, that there are some places where things are getting better rather than worse, and we could do with learning from those and celebrating them, but also that, of course, you can't motivate people by telling them the world's falling apart all the time and offering them no prospect that things can be reversed. That's not enough. We might as well go out and just party. Whereas instead, if you can engage people in the notion that in some places things aren't necessarily falling apart, they might be getting better, and crucially talk with people about what it is in their own lives that they can do to really make a difference, then we've got much more chance of tackling the problem.
I wonder if sometimes we get a kind of false impression created for us anyway. Every time there's a new development, it may be in Cambridge, of which we have more than possibly our fair share of them sometimes, you hear tales of and this being destroyed, that being destroyed. Yet at the same time, some sort of mini nature reserve is created elsewhere, which kind of thinks of people, oh, that's okay then.
Well, it's complicated. So I've been involved in those kind of discussions in Ely. I don't live in Cambridge, I live in Ely, and we've had some damaging developments, and I've personally opposed some developments. But that's not to say that there aren't some things you can do to try and mediate those, and also some places elsewhere in Cambridgeshire, for example, where things are definitely on the up for nature. I'm thinking there of places like Wycombe Fen and Lake and Heath Nature Reserve out in over the border in Suffolk, where nature's rebounding in a way that we've not seen for a century or more.
And what's causing that? Is that sort of gentle interference by man to just point nature in the right direction, or is nature compensating for the bad that has been done?
In some ways, it's gentle neglect, if you like, nature moving back into places where it used to perhaps inhabit as we've moved back a little bit. But very often it's active restoration, so hard work by a variety of different organisations, very inspired people working with local communities, but also right the way through to the political levels to unlock the money for restoring those. So it's very deliberate in most cases, deliberate habitat recreation.
Now, the David Attenborough Building is fairly freshly opened, isn't it, by Sir David, I think, in the last, or certainly in the last year, possibly in the last 6 months, if properly.
That's right. Very, very exciting place right in the heart of Cambridge, above where the whale used to hang, and the whale is back, and the Museum of Zoology underneath the building will be opened later on this year. But a really exciting centre because Cambridge, serendipitously really, happens to be a cluster for conservation organisations working on wildlife conservation around the world, and the idea behind the David Attenborough Building was to enable several of those to work alongside each other in the same building. And that initiative, something called the Cambridge Conservation Initiative, is what's going to be hosting our Earth Optimism event on the 22nd of April.
And who can people see? Because I gather it is a free event that people
totally
can go
free,
along to.
Totally free. Do book early, though, if you want to come.
That's the danger, isn't it? You've got to get your booking in now. That's why we're having you on 5 weeks before instead of a couple of days.
So the tickets aren't yet on offer, but they will be on Eventbrite very shortly. To get hold of them, go to the website cambridgeconservation.org/earthoptimism, all one word, and that will show you ways to sign up for an early bird booking for your tickets. But in terms of who's on offer, in the talk session of the talks part of the day, and we've got two different things going on, but in the talks part, people can come and hear the famous, world-famous primatologist Jane Goodall, who of course studied in Cambridge back in the 60s and 70s. She's coming to talk about her take on things right at the start. Towards the end, we have Sir David himself putting in a rousing appearance to urge us all to be more positive and to get engaged. The Harvard psychologist Steve Pinker is then coming along to talk to us about changing attitudes to nature. And in between, we've got literally dozens of short presentations from people working at the coalface of conservation from around the world, telling us different stories of hope.
And there's also, probably exhibition is possibly the wrong description of it, but there's some activities and other things which are going on outside of the talks as well, I believe.
Exactly, that's right. So we've got the talks, and then in parallel with that, we've got something we're calling our Solutions Fair. As I was saying, there's no point in telling people that other people are fixing the problem when there's things that they can do. And the Solutions Fair is all about what families can do that very evening when they go home, in terms of their everyday lives, the things that will make a difference to nature, whether that's the food that they eat, what they do in their home in terms of trying to save energy, for example, how they get about, how they go on, how they're going to go on their holidays, what to do if they want to fly to where they want to go and are worried about that. Well, we've got some answers. And crucially, what to do if you've got young kids in your family and you want to get them involved in nature, and professionals on hand to talk with you about where you can see nature, where you can take children, what activities are on in and around Cambridgeshire.
It's a challenging one, though, isn't it? Because I always think, you know, I'm one of these people who will do his best to save carrier bags, regardless of whether or not there's a 5p charge on things or not, which is frankly nothing when you sort of total up how much you're paying for the shopping which is going in them. But you do all of this, and then you read that China's chucking out goodness knows what during the course of the average fortnight.
Well, yes and no. There are over a billion people in China compared with the population here, and I've done quite a lot of work in China, and from what I've seen, China is greening its economy faster than any other large economy on the planet. So they are beginning to do some things, but more importantly, if we don't do those things ourselves when we can quite easily, then how can we ever expect anyone else to?
And the events which are going on, not just in Cambridge, we mentioned Washington and London. How many of them are there altogether, and how are the organisations being looked after and being grouped together?
So there's we know of six or seven, but I think there might be some more. I'm involved in trying to set up a tiny one the following day in Ely, actually, on the 23rd. So there may be two in Cambridgeshire alone. They're all being coordinated through the US event. This is where Earth Optimism started, with a remarkable person called Nancy Knowlton. So you can go to the Earth Optimism Washington website and find out about loads of them. And as I say, you've mentioned some of the big ones, but we think there'll be quite a lot of other ones. And on the day, we'll be having various ways of trying to connect us up with one another. We're hoping to do some live link-ups with thousands of people on the Mall in Washington, for example, and they'll be able to tune in and hear Sir David's words of wisdom and so forth. So we're sharing and enthusing one another.
I saw some wonderful pictures of Sir David a few days ago, at the age of 90, yeah, I believe now, and he was sitting in a studio. He's just got his own app, and this is for CBeebies, the children's channel. They've produced this app, and it's the adventures of Sir David Attenborough, and it goes all the way back in sort of animated form to his days on this show Zoo Quest in the 1950s, where it kind of all began for him, and some of the wonderful natural history coverage that he's brought us over the years. But I'm pleased that he's going to be coming back to Cambridge once more to speak at the event.
Yep, so if you want to see him, come along, sign up early and come along.
I'd say, and tickets, as you say, not on yet, but they will be in a few days' time.
They'll
on
be in a few days' time, and you can go to that website, cambridgeconservation.org/earthoptimism, and you can get early bird tickets. You can sign up for early bird booking, and you can also get a taster of the day as a whole this coming Saturday, again in the David Attenborough building in the middle of town. There's a 4 to 6 p.m. Show about optimism show and tell. It's called Part of the Science Festival.
Oh, I like the sound of that, which of course begins today. Professor Andrew Barford, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about Earth Optimism Day, and we'll let you know perhaps a little bit nearer the time when those tickets are fully available. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you for having me.